الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطأها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the tawfiq and the ability to gather for a little while on the nisbat of his deen. You know, time is very limited. I have been given a certain amount to speak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the correct words into my heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on whatever little will be said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, has opened up many avenues and has provided man with many opportunities to reach Allah. We find when the verse was revealed, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرَضًا حَسَنًا, when this verse was revealed that who is there who will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a debt, that Allah will multiply it many times. So a sahabi by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنَا وَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْقَرْضِ. That did I understand the implications of this verse correctly? Is Allah asking for a debt despite Allah being independent? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, نَعَمْ يُرِيدُ أَيُّدْخِلَكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِهِ. That indeed you have heard correct. Allah is asking you for a loan, but He is just providing you with an added opportunity to enter into Jannah. What were the words of Nabi Ali Salam that indeed you have heard correct? Allah is asking for a loan. He doesn't need the money, but He is just providing you with an added opportunity to enter into Jannah. So the Sahabi says, O Nabi of Allah, let me have a transaction with you. فَإِنِّي إِنْ أَقْرَضْتُ رَبِّي قَرْضًا يَضْمَنُ لِي بِهِ وَلِسِبْيَتِي أَدَّحْدَى مَعِي الْجَنَّةِ. If I give Allah a loan, can you stand guaranteed that Allah will give me, my wife and my children, Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you promise me that, I will promise you Jannah. Then he says, O Nabi of Allah, let me have a transaction with you. فَإِنَّ لِي حَدِيقَتَيْن. I have two gardens. وَاللَّهِ مَا أَمْلِكُ غَيْرَهُمَا. By Allah's qasam, I own nothing beyond these two gardens. إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالْآلِيَا وَالْأُخْرَى بِالصَّافِلَا. One garden is in a place called Aliya, the other is in a place called Safila. جَعَلْتُهُمَا قَرْضًا لِلَّهِ. I give both on the name of Allah on the condition that you secure my abode in Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded very positively, but he said that, O my Sahabi, let us do this. اجعل عهداهما لله والأخرى دعها معيشة لك ولعيالك. One you contribute on the name of Allah, and the other you keep back as a source of income for yourself, your wife and your family. He says, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I agree. But I make you my witness that the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. The better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. Brothers, not like you and I. You know, when there's something, it is of no use. Then we say, just give it to the maid. Give it to the beggar on the street. You know, it is no use. My children will not eat it. Nobody will eat it in the house, so it will be okay for them. Na'uzu billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O my sahabi, if that is what you say, idhan yajzik Allahu bihil jannah, then definitely jannah is for you, your wife and your children. This sahabi lives very happily knowing that the Nabi of Allah has secured his abode in Jannah. He comes to his wife, as was customary amongst the Arabs, like in the hot, you know, summer's days, they would sit under in the vineyards, under the date palms, enjoy the beautiful breeze, birds chirping, water flowing. He comes to his wife and from a distance he calls out to his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. That hadaki rabbi subul ar-rashadi ila sabil al-khayr was-sadadi bayni min al-ha'iti bil-wadadi faqad mada qardan ila at-tanadi aqradtuhu Allah al-i'timadi bit-taw'i la marna wal irtidadi illa raja' ad-da'fi fil yam'adi fartahili bin-nafsi wal-awladi wal-birru la shakka fa khayru zadin qaddamahu al-mar'u ila al-ma'adi. He says, "Oh my wife, may Allah guide you to righteousness and prosperity. I have given these gardens over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I heard that Allah is asking for a loan. You know how very well, how fond I am of these gardens. فَرْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ بَيْنِي مِنَ الْحَائِتِ بَالْوَدَادِ I have given these gardens over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope that in lieu of these gardens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a better garden in Jannah. فَرْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ Take the children and come out from these gardens. I can no longer enter these gardens. These gardens now belong to Allah. For verily, piety is the best provisions for the journey to Akhirat. She comes out, she embraces her husband, and then she also responds with poetry. That بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرْجٍ مِثْلُكَ عَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَى قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْأَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّهْوِ الْبَلَئِ That, oh my beloved husband, may Allah guide you to righteousness and prosperity. Indeed, I will stand guarantee on the day of Qiyamah that you have fulfilled the obligations of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given you. Allah had given us to benefit from these gardens. You have given these gardens over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know very well that in lieu of these gardens, Allah will give us superior dates and Allah will give us a better garden in Jannah. Brothers, she uses the word balah. If you study the Arabic language, you could appreciate the vastness and the eloquence of the Arabic language. When the date first comes out from the tree, the first form of the date, it is called khalal. It is called khalal. Thereafter it is called busar. Thereafter it is called rutab. And thereafter it is called tamar. These are the different names of the growth and the development of these dates. Nonetheless, this woman, she comes to the children. تَخْرُجُ مَا فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمْ Whatever dates is in the mouth, she takes it out. تَنْفُضُ مَا فِي أَكْمَامِهِمْ She dusts the pockets. She throws the dates on the ground. And she says that these dates now belong to Allah. She comes out from the garden. With husband and wife, they embrace one another. Nabi alayhi salam, looking at the scene, he said that kam min ifdin radahin fayahin darin li abid dahda. Allah alone knows how many vineyards, how many orchards, how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will enjoy in Jannah. So brothers, one avenue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is generosity on the name of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam says that there are two angels of Allah. We have no other task other than one making dua and one cursing. One makes dua to Allah, Allahumma aati munfikan khalafa. Oh Allah, the one that gives on your name, give him a better substitute. And the other one curses and says, Allahumma aati mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, the one that hoards his wealth, destroy his wealth instantly. When Allah created Jannah, Allah addresses Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah said that, Oh Firdaus, when I have created you, that Jannat shakka fiha anharaha wa dalla fiha thimaraha. Allah caused the streams to run in Jannah. Allah let the fruits hang in Jannah. Allah said that, Oh Jannah, when I have created you, when I have designed you, when I have decorated you, speak to me, what do you have to say? So Jannah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Fortunate are those servants who will reside within me. Fortunate are those servants who will enter into me. So Allah addressed Jannah and said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَا يُجَاوِرُكَ فِيهِ بَخِيلٌ By the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I would never allow a miser to come close to you. I would never allow a miser to set foot in you. When the Nabi of Allah was leaving this world, the greatest calamity and catastrophe that could come upon the entire human race, when each and every person, be it male, female, was feeling that pain and the agony of that separation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers all his wives and he leaves them with one advice, أَسْرَحُكُنَّ لُحُوقًا بِي أَطْوَلُكُنَّ يَدًا Oh my wives, I am on my way. I am about to leave this world. The one who wants to join me first in Akhirah, in other words, the one that wants to pass away immediately after me, will be that wife of mine who will spend the most in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ حَبِيبِ Jibreel. Allah sent my beloved Jibreel to Ibrahim Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Jibreel comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he says, Oh Ibrahim, إني لم أتخذك خليلا على أنك عبد عباد لي that my Lord has sent me to tell you that he hasn't made you his friend because you have worshipped him the most ولكن ابتلعت على قلوب المؤمنين but Allah says that he has searched the hearts of humanity فلم أجد قلبا أسخى من قلبك he did not find a more generous heart than yours it was this generosity that had inspired him to make you his friend and his prophet. Brothers, we learn from one riwayat, when a generous kafir is brought towards Jahannam, فَيَقُولُ لِمَالِ خَازِنِ جَهَنَّمْ Allah addresses Malik who is in charge of Jahannam, that عَذِّبْهُ punish him, وَخَفِّفْ عَنْهُ الْعَذَابِ He will suffer eternity because of his disbelief. وخفف عنه العذاب على قدر سخائه الذي كان في الدنيا. But reduce his torment in akhirat in relation to his generosity in this world. Brothers, there is no other act of nobility that would avail a kafir on the day of Qiyamah. He would suffer eternity in the fire of Jahannam because of his disbelief. However, his torment in akhirat will be reduced in relation to his generosity in this world. And this could be substantiated from another quotation. We all know the incident of Samiri, that person who had initiated the worship of the calf. When Musa alayhi salam goes to Mount Tur, on his return, there was a person who had initiated the worship of the golden calf. When Musa alayhi salam returns angry and upset, Raja'a Musa ghadban and asifa. Musa alayhi salam wanted to kill this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa that indeed the crime that this person has committed justifies that you kill him. But oh Musa, this person has one quality, and that is he's a very generous person. On the grounds of the generosity of this person, do not kill him but only curse him. Hence we find in Bahrul Muhayyit it is mentioned, Musa alayhi salam cursed this person, and he had then lived a life of loneliness, and he lived totally alone. So brothers, one avenue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us is for us to advance our wealth, to present our wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we present ourselves normally in the month of Ramadan, you know, in the masjid, likewise we have to present our wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, time is limited. I would just like to speak on one aspect, and that is the virtue of charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith that I mentioned in the beginning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that badiru bis sadaqa, that hasten in giving charity. فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّأُهَا. No tragedy, no calamity would come after tragedy, would come after charity. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? That hasten in giving charity. Verily no calamity or no tragedy will come after charity. Brothers, I always say, generally when a person commits a sin, you find after he perpetrates a certain crime, a certain sin, he makes tawbah, he performs salah, he recites Quran. I always advocate as a atonement from that sin, charity should also be given on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? That charity, it cools the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. It averts and diverts calamities. People are speaking of outsurance and insurance, cut off the middleman and lower premiums, whatever have you. Allah brothers, there is no better way in which you could ensure yourself and that of your family than giving charity on the name of Allah. The ayah that I had recited in the beginning, I don't want to go into the tafsir of these verses, just to give you an understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident, beautiful incident. There was this elderly person living with his three sons. He had a farm, he had an orchard, and he used to harvest the crops. Whenever the time came to harvest the crops, the poor people used to come, they used to line up and used to give them charity. He shouldn't feel bad about the whole thing. Whenever the time came, they used to line up, he used to give them charity. Nonetheless, cutting a long story short, this elderly man, he passed away. The youngsters inherited the legacy. The youngsters of that time, like the youngsters of today, who think they are smart, competent and capable. They said that, you know what? That was the practice of our father, but now we have inherited, we are the heirs. We should do away with this practice of our father. In this way, we can multiply our income. Brothers, this is the way you and I also think. Allahu Akbar. If you study the words of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the discussion of these brothers. As they advance, they go early that morning, ready to harvest the crops. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They advance while they secretly discuss amongst themselves that Allah yadkhulannaha al-yawma alaykum miskeen, that no poor people will come. If the poor people come, they must pay the price like everyone else. The young brother said that, no, I do not agree with what you all say. Our respected father had a wonderful practice that the poor people used to come and used to give them charity. It might sound tempting that if we deprive them of this charity, we will be making more money. He says, we don't know what was the hidden benefits in this charity. Nonetheless, the brothers, they argued with one another. They tell this brother, if you want to remain behind, you could remain behind. We are going ahead. We are going to deprive the poor people of this charity. If they come, we will go early. We will harvest the crops. If they come, they must pay the price like everyone else. Allah makes mention of this incident. That فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. The brothers, they go early that morning, ready to harvest the crops. Before the poor people would come. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. Allah yadkhulannaha al-yawma alaykum miskeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were only planning. They were only plotting that this is what we will do. Allah says, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. Allah says, we reduce those gardens to ruins beyond recognition. These brothers, they come early that morning, ready to harvest the crops. The words of the Qur'an, it appeared for a moment. وَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. It appeared for a moment. It was destroyed beyond recognition. The brothers, they come to this farm, and the first reaction of the brothers was, that إِنَّا لَظَالُونَ. Perhaps we have come to somebody else's farm. But then they look around them and they said, no, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. We have been divinely deprived from Allah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, as I was mentioning, this is one aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for us to present our wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I was mentioning the numerous riwayat in the books of hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages the businessman to give charity. Brothers, I always say, you have 10,000 rand, for example, your takings for the day. You take 1,000 rand, you give it in charity. Outwardly it appears as though your wealth has decreased. But wallah, I swear by Allah that 1,000 rand you have given in charity has averted calamities of 90,000. And one is to come home with 10,000 and do not give charity. Now when the calamity strikes, now you have to pay the medical bills, you pay the panel beaters, you pay the advocates, you pay the lawyers, and you earn absolutely no reward. Allah brothers, pay in advance, store in the bank of Allah, get rewarded, and have your calamities averted and diverted on the name of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, as I mentioned the riwayat, that إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ لَتُدْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبِّ. That verily charity cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الصَّنَاعِيَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Verily the performance of good deeds cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, as I said, that this is a way of averting and diverting calamities. This is a way of averting and diverting calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of another incident. I don't have time to go into that ayat. Nonetheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention. Allahu Akbar, this riwayat appears in Kanzul Ummal. That kana fi man kana qablakum. That there was a person in the previous nations who had an evil practice. That whenever a bird would lay an egg, and you know, he would get to know that this bird laid an egg, and it would hatch, and a nestling would be born. This evil, wretched man would come. He will come with his step ladder, and he will climb onto his ladder and mercilessly snatch the nestling in front of the mother. فَشَكَى ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَا يَصْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. This bird complained to Allah that, Ya Allah, this is what this man does. You know, whenever I lay an egg, it hatches and a nestling is born. Mercilessly, I am defenseless. This man, this is what he comes and does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the birds. Ibn Asakir has made mention of this riwayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the birds and says that, إِنْ هُوَ عَاد فَسَأُهْلِكُهُ. That if this man ever repeats this action again, I will destroy him instantly. Nonetheless, subsequently, a few months later, a very same thing happens. This bird lays an egg. A nestling is born. This man gets to know about it. وَأَسْنَدَ سُلَّمًا. He takes his ladder. He comes. He knew the precise location. But as he is proceeding towards this nest, on the way, he met a beggar. لَقِيَهُ سَائِلٌ. So this person asked him for something. So he took out a piece of bread, he threw it towards the beggar, and he continues, you know, on this evil practice. He comes, he climbs on the ladder, and he takes this nestling in front of the mother. وَأَبَوَاهُمَا يَنْظُرَانِ. While the parents are looking that, Ya Allah, what is this man doing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that these birds complain to Allah. That, Ya Rabbana, إِنَّكَ وَأَتَّعَنَا إِنَّكَ وَأَتَّنَا أَن تُهْلِكَهُ وَإِنْ عَاد وَقَدْ عَاد فَلَمْ تُهْلِكُ. Oh Allah, you have promised us that if this man ever does this action again, you will destroy him instantly. He has done the very same thing, you have done nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ تَعْلَمَا أَنِّي لَا أَهْلِكُ أَحَدًا يَتَصَدَّقُ فِي صَدَقَةٍ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. That don't you know, I would never punish any person who gives charity on a day That person who gives charity on any day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, I would never punish that person. Nabi alayhi salam says, ma min abdin yatasaddaqu bi sadaqatin illa hufidha min ayyamuta min ladghatin aw hadmatin aw mawtin baghda. That person who gives charity on a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person from an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person from being bitten by a snake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person from an unpleasant death. We learn from one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, جَعَلَ التَّمِيدِ. The earth started shaking. Brothers, when we speak of science and technology, wallah, the Quran has much to do with science and technology. فَتَعَجَّبَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خَلْقِ الْجِبَالِ. The angels looked at the creation of the mountains and they said that, Ya Allah, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. O Allah, have you created anything stronger than the mountains? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, I have created al-hadid. وَأَنْزَلَّ الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. I have created steel. I have created iron. The angel said, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ. O Allah, have you created anything stronger than iron? Allah said, yes, I have created an-nar. I have created fire which can melt steel. The angel said, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ النَّارِ. O Allah, have you created anything stronger than fire? Allah said, yes, I have created al-ma. I have created water which can extinguish fire. هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْمَا. The angels are enjoying this discussion with Allah. O Allah, have you created anything stronger than water? Allah said, yes, I have created al-rih. I have created wind which can divert the direction of water. The angels are enjoying this discussion with Allah. O Allah, have you created anything stronger than the wind also? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, yes. One action, Ibn Adam, yatasaddaq biyameenihi fayukhfiha min shimalihi. When Ibn Adam gives charity with his right hand, that even his left hand does not know about this. This is more beloved than anything that I have created. Nonetheless, he comes in one narration, in the same narration, there was a person in the time of Isa alayhi salam who had an evil practice who used to annoy people. So the people come to Isa alayhi salam and they said that this is man, this is what he does this and this. Isa alayhi salam curses this man and he says that yamutu ha'ula al-yawm insha'Allah. That by the will of Allah, this man will die tomorrow. The next day comes, they find that this man is walking around healthy and hearty. They come to Isa alayhi salam, what has happened? Perhaps your curse fell on someone else. Isa alayhi salam summons this man, he calls him. He says, I had cursed you on the name of Allah. I don't know why you are still walking around. In his hand he was holding something. Isa alayhi salam tells him that, حُلَّ حَطَبَكْ. Whatever you are holding, throw it on the ground. It was a bundle of wood. Isa alayhi salam tells him, open the bundle of wood. فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَى. In this bundle of wood, there was a venomous snake. Isa alayhi salam tells him, on the command of Allah, the snake was ordered to poison you. But there was some action that you had done that has averted my curse from you. Speak up, what have you done? He says, I have done nothing. He says, no, you have done something. That fanzur madha amil, think properly what you have done. He says, the only action I have done, that yesterday I was walking on a road, on the road, I had seen a beggar, he asked me for something, I took out a dirham and I had given it to him. Isa alayhi salam tells him, biha dufi ank. Because of the dirham, the curse of the Nabi of Allah has been averted from you. Because of that one dirham that you had given in charity, the curse of the Nabi of Allah has been averted from you. What did Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi say? Brothers, let me leave you with these thought-provoking advices. He says, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. That makes sadaqah a common practice in your lives. One woman comes to Hassan ibn Abi Sinan. This riwayat appears in Tanbihul Ghafilin. She was a very, very beautiful woman. Allah had favored this woman with exceptional beauty. He looks towards the beauty of this woman. Allah forgive. If somebody beautiful has to knock on my door, you know, looking at the desperation of that woman, we will start talking of other charity than the charity of money. Nonetheless, this person, Hassan ibn Abi Sinan, he looks towards this woman. She was exceptionally beautiful. Allah had favored her with abundance of beauty. Nazartu ila jamaliha, he calls his servant. He says, A'tiha arba'a mi'a. That give her 400 dirhams. So the servant tells this person that, you know, she has asked you for one dirham. You said I should give her 400. He said, no, no, nazartu ila jamaliha. Before you come to any conclusions, let me explain to you the wisdom as to why I say this. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored this woman with exceptional beauty. I fear that she is beautiful, she is prone to present herself, people will respond very positively towards because of her beauty. She must not go and sell her honor in society. I thought that I will make her independent, she can go and get married with honor and live a life with honor. That was the only wisdom as to why I had given her 400 dirhams. One person, a beggar, comes into the company of Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says that, you know, I am begging. So Mufti Sahib takes out 200 rupees and he gives it to that person. As that man walks out of the room, those sitting around, Hazrat said that, you know, Hazrat, this man, it is routine in his life to beg. Why did you give him 200 rupees? He says, I gave him 200 rupees, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am not a beggar. Making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am not a beggar. Brothers, I always advocate, generally the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we find it is a common practice, people take out charity. Always when I address the sisters, I tell them, you know, you call somebody to work at home, he asks you for 10 rand, generally it is our practice, although you could afford it. Brothers, we squeeze the man, you tell him, no, I will give you 5 rand. The man is desperate. Even if you give him 2 rand, he will accept it. What did Luqman alayhi salam advise his son? That, Ya Bunayya, O my son, when your authority incites you or provokes you to oppress the next man, at that time think of the qudrat of Allah that Allah has upon you. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that beggar is knocking on your door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you with an added opportunity to enter you into Jannah. Nonetheless, brothers, I was making mention of this incident, there's so much to mention. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi says that, you know, make sadaqah a common practice in your lives. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّدَقَ أَشْرَةُ خِصَالٍ. For verily in charity there are 10 benefits. خَمْسَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَخَمْسَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. 5 you will see instantly in this world. And this is what I would like to speak about. The benefits of giving charity, the benefits you will see in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Qudsi, Ya ibadi, a'taytukum fadlan wa sa'altukum qarzan. Faman a'tani shay'an mimma a'taytuhu, ajjaltu lahu al-ajil, wa ajjaltu lahu al-khalafa fi al-ajil, wa zakhartu lahu fi al-ajil. Allah says, O insan, I have given you surplus wealth, and occasionally, now and then, that beggar will knock on your door, I ask you to spend on my name. That person who will give from what I have given him, I will multiply what he has given him. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, Nabi alayhi salam mentions that person, listen to this, that person whom Allah has given him wealth, Allah has given him knowledge, and Allah has given him honor, he should understand at some time in his life, Allah will direct a certain individual to have his needs fulfilled at the hands of that man. Somewhere in your life, somebody will knock on your door. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if you will respond to the desperation of that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply what he has given you. Such deep words, that person whom Allah has favored, coupled with these favors will come the demands of man. Perhaps your brother, perhaps your sister, perhaps someone in your locality, at some time or the other, at that time if you respond, you assist the next person, Allah will multiply what he has given you. Wallah brothers, if you hoard your wealth, Allah will snatch immediately. He says, make sadaqah a common practice. Allah will multiply what he has given you. Brothers, you know, you buy sweets for children. Just to see what the children, how do they respond. You come to one child, give me some sweets. He says, no, no. You come to another child, give me some sweets. He says, this is Papa, take it. You say, no, no, tomorrow I will buy you too. What has Allah got to do with my money? Allah is just providing us with an added opportunity to enter us into Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ala innal bay'a yahsuruhu al-lagh wal-halafu wal-kithbu. The first benefit of charity that you will see in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify your wealth. Nabi alayhi salam said that, businessman, those involved in trade and commerce, remember that trade and commerce and business, it is such an interaction where you are prone to lie. You are prone to utter such things which are against the dictates of Sharia. So make it a common practice in your life to
to daily to take out some charity to serve as an atonement for things uttered in the course of the day which were against the dictates of Sharia. That is why find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, sharru ta'ami al-walima. The worst food is the food of walima. Yud'a ilayha may ya'baha. Where you invite the rich people and you leave out the poor people. Brothers, walima in itself, it is a good thing. But Nabi alayhi salam said, if you leave out the poor people, it is an evil thing. Wallah, for that wealthy man, whether you put prawns on the table, you put anything else, it doesn't matter. He leaves out moaning and groaning. He has 10 other dawahs he's trying to slot you in. Allah's Nabi mentioned that your daughter and your son-in-law do not need the presence of the wealthy. They need the du'as of the friends of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that make sadaqah a common practice. Why the businessman makes sadaqah a common practice? Verily in the course of the day, you will utter such things which are against the dictates of Sharia. So give charity that will serve as an atonement for those things that are uttered in the course of the day. Number two, give charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify your health. Dahu mardakum bis sadaqah. Make sadaqah. How about curing your sick through sadaqah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, khuz min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha wa salli alayhim. Make sadaqah a common practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure your sick. Number three, the third benefit of sadaqah, إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It will bring joy to the heart of your believer. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. O Nabi of Allah, which is that action that constitutes the maximum benefit and earns the greatest reward in the sight of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, سُرُورٍ تُدْخُلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمْ. That joy that you bring to the heart of a believer, there is nothing greater that you could bring to the joy to the heart of any believer than to, you know, satisfy the needs of any person. And then Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, number one, you find a person is hungry, take a plate of food, put it in front of that person. Wallah, that person will eat from that food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, somebody is sick, take out the time and go and visit the sick man. Allah will guarantee you Jannah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, if I see a person who is desperate, I will prefer walking with that person to satisfy the needs of that person than to sin for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. I would prefer walking with a person to satisfy his need than to sit for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. So the third benefit of sadaqah, Nabi Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi mentions that it will bring joy to the heart of your brother. Wallah, brothers, in this world, you can have a dominion, you can have a kingdom. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ala inna lil masakin tawla. Just as you have a kingdom in this world, tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a kingdom to the poor person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call that poor man. Allah will tell him that walk around in Jannah. Unzur man at'amakum fi Allahi luqma. Walk around in Jannah. See if you could find anyone, you know, who had given you a morsel to eat in this world. Aw saqakum shurba. Or anyone who had given you, you know, a drop of water to drink. Nabi alayhi salam said, Afzalu sadaqa an tashbi'a kabidin jaya. The noblest form of charity, the noblest form of charity is to fill a hungry stomach. The noblest form of charity is to fill a hungry stomach. The Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi alayhi salam, Ayyu sadaqa di a'zamu ajra ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, which is that charity that constitutes the maximum benefit and earns the greatest reward in the eyes of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, Anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun. تَشَّهِيهٌ تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَأْمُلُ الْبَقَى وَلَا تَمَحَّلْ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ قُلْتَ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا. When you are healthy, when you are wealthy, when you understand the value of the rand, dollar and pound, at that time take out that money and give it in charity. And do not wait for that time when your soul reaches the collarbone. Then you say so much to this madrasa, so much to that institution. No, no, Allah wa qad kana kan. Sharia has already decided how your wealth will be distributed. No, whilst you are healthy, when you understand the value of the rand, dollar and pound, at that time take out that charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you Jannah. That is the third benefit of charity. It will bring joy to the heart of your Muslim brother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the fourth benefit of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in your wealth. Brothers, so many people I know personally, they say, I'm working, you know, 7 to 5. I am working hours upon end, abundance of money I have, but I see there is no barakah in my life. Brothers, take out a charity. Make it a daily practice, not only in the month of Ramadan. I always advocate, number one, give charity in the path of Allah. Before you leave, you know, to your business each morning, give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, make it a daily practice. We find alhamdulillah in the month of Ramadan, people recite Quran, they make, you know, nafil sawad, nafil salat, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make this a common practice. Before we leave our homes each morning, read some portion of Quran. Wallah brothers, this has been proven that inshallah this will assist you in lowering your gaze. This is one sin that is growing in this ummah. We know it has destroyed families, brothers. Nazrun fabtisamun fakalamun famawidu. It is a lustful glance which is translated into a smile, exchange of phone numbers and shattering of marriages. Be parada hasino se huwa tang zamana. Wallah, the time and the era, it is frustrated with unveiled and beautiful women. Anko ne shuru kar diya abdil ko satana. Now the eyes started passing lustful gazes and messages to the heart. Agar anko kotune unse na bachaye. If you will not divert your gazes from the beautiful woman, don't even try to divert your thoughts. If you don't divert your gazes from the beautiful woman, inevitably your hearts would be captured. So brothers, this has been proved. Ask the ulama, these two prescriptions, this is what ulama have mentioned, make it a daily practice to take out some sadaqah. Wallah brothers, you find a man knocking on your door, do not chase that man away. Nabi alayhi salam said, inna min ibadillah, from amongst the servants of Allah are those servants. Wallah, you look at that man's condition, you won't even give him a 20 cents. Mallaw ata baba ahadikum akfiya'un fid dunya. You know, in khatabu lam yunkihu, wa in ghabu lam yuftaqadu, wa in hadaru lam yuqarrabu. When he speaks, no one listens to him. When he's absent from your function, nobody looks for him. When he's present in your function, nobody gives him any additional hospitality. When he speaks, no one listens. If he proposes, no one accepts his proposal. Very few people know him by his name. But I swear by Allah, law aqsama ala Allah il abarra, whatever qasam he takes, Allah will make it happen on his qasam. If he has to pick up his hands once, Allah will give him Jannatul Firdaus. Wallah brothers, I always say, take the du'as of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily you will take out that one or two rands, give it in charity. You don't know whose du'as will help you. Brothers, give charity on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will avert calamities. As I said, the first benefit, Allah will purify your wealth. The second benefit, Allah will purify your health. The third benefit, it will bring joy to the heart of your Muslim brother. And Nabi alayhi salam, what we learn, Faqih Abu Laysa Samarqandi mentioned, the fifth benefit of charity is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in every walks of life, in your health, in your wealth, in your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so much I hardly started and time is exhausted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah give us the ability of making charity a common practice in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that every day, brothers, take out some charity. I always address, when I address the sisters, I said, somebody knocks on your door, take that 50 cents, take that one rand, take that piece of bread, give it to your children, let them take that bread and give it to that poor man. So automatically from that young age, you are teaching those children that this is how you should conduct yourself. Brothers, that is another topic on its own. You know, the upbringing of children. Unfortunately, there are so many cases. Wallah, brothers, there are parents who cry tears of blood. You know, good parents, you find the father performing salah in the masjid. I always say, before we get the negative perception, people wonder, people are going on hajj, millions of people are making dua to Allah, that Ya Allah bring nusrat to this ummah, that Ya Allah bring help to this ummah, Ya Allah bring victory to this ummah. I always say, before you get the negative perception of the help of Allah, just see on Saturday nights where our youth are congregating. Wallah brothers, you will cry tears of blood. You will cry tears of blood. كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا فَسَقَ شُبَّانُكُمْ وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادُكُمْ. Oh my sahaba, what will happen to my ummah when the youngsters of my ummah will openly transgress the orders of Allah, when they in their dress, in their demeanor, in their manners, in their values, they would have thrown the orders of Allah to one side and they would have become open fasiq and fajir. And when the women of my ummah, they would become rebellious and they would start parading the streets. Sahaba could not understand. Awaka'inun dhalika ya Rasulallah. The O Nabi of Allah, can such a condition ever befall my ummah? Nabi alayhi salam said, والذي نفس محمد بيده واشد منه سيكون. Worse than that is to take place. Sahaba in surprise asked that what could be worse than that. He said that كيف بكم اذا رايتم المنكر معروفا والمعروف منكرا. Oh my Sahaba, what would happen to my ummah when the iman of my ummah will diminish and deteriorate to such an extent that the disobedience of Allah will become beloved to my ummah. My ummah will enjoy the disobedience of Allah and they will hate the obedience of Allah. Brothers, I always say, the month of Ramadan will come, the month of Ramadan will go. Let us take one thing from this month. I always say, if we have bettered our life in some way or the other, we have achieved something from Ramadan. For one person, perhaps you must use your eyes. Make this intention that, Ya Allah, brothers, normally prior to Ramadan, we find people, you know, like one person came to him, he said that, Molana, you know, this Ramadan, I made the intention that in my home, I told my children, I told my wife, that we're going to put the kafan on the television. So I said, put the kafan the whole year. Why only in the month of Ramadan? Brothers, generally we restrict our intentions for the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids us accordingly. We find a person who doesn't perform salah outside Ramadan. We find that person in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you know, he gets up early, he performs tahajjud salah, he recites surah Yasin, he performs his 5 times salah behind the imam. We have restricted our intentions for Ramadan. Allah aids us accordingly. Brothers, let us make this intention that these last few moments of the month of Ramadan, I do not intend to go into some lengthy bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of spending these last few days of last few moments of Ramadan in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us avail of this opportunity. Brothers, I always say that who knows that one moment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could become a means of our salvation from the fire of Jahannam. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq that let us make charity a common practice in our lives. Brothers, as I mentioned in the beginning, it will avert and divert calamities. People are speaking of insurance and outsurance, whatever have you. As I said, there is no better way to insure yourself and that of your family than give charity on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire one and all. And may Allah make us from those الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, those who after listening whatever was mentioned, they bring it physically into practice. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, these are the ones whom Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Inshallah, if Allah gives us the tawfiq and the life, we will continue on some other occasion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل قيامنا وسائر طاعاتنا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.